Let's go.
Wake up, kid. You got the dreamer's disease.
I love it. Heather, I said, Heather, can you bring a record? She's like, I got it. She's like, you get what you give.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll listen to it. Isn't that the truth?
One dance left.
So here we are. We're back for section three. It's great to have you in. It's been really fun just reconnecting. It's just been the best too.
I might have to be section 7, 8, 9, 10.
That sounds good. So tell me about the song and why this means so much to you.
This, I don't know why. It was just on a cassette tape that I listened to when I was commuting when I worked at Target. And it was kind of a bad time when I left Target. This one would just like, don't give up, one dance left. And then it's kind of like twist of the knife. You get what you give. So it's like, if you're not putting into what you want, you're not going to get it.
I couldn't have said it any better. That's so great. I love that album. In fact, so this dates me. I was in college when this came out. I believe it was 98. In fact, I was spinning tunes at KUMM, University of Minnesota Morris Radio, and the New Radicals. It's actually a phenomenal, really good record.
And they were just on the Biden inauguration thing or something they sang, and they said, we only had one album.
Right. It's interesting, that song. It's just a truth. It's got a truism to it that kind of transcends time, which is why music's so big. And it's why I do this and why I do what I do and surround myself with music, because at any given time, suddenly, you know, again, you can be transported into a new space and a new place and be given, well, I do believe it's like a resurrection. It's like you might be dead and dead in the water in your soul. And suddenly it's like,
yeah, there's a song can like take you back to something good, bad, but usually it does spark something. Even if it takes you back to a bad time.
Yeah.
It's almost like medicine.
Such a great jumping off point to give. And we were just talking about this kind of between segments. There's so much creative spark in this city. We were talking about Northern Spark. That event, if you were there, that was 2013, actually. There was such an energy at the Union Depot. In fact, I remember that night saying to myself, there will never be more people that for trains, whatever they come up with, these guys that are building this and having the light rail, they don't have a clue. Whoever put this on, they should hire Chris Coleman. Actually, it's funny. I'm having breakfast this morning at Colossal Cafe down the street, and Chris Coleman walked by. We were actually just talking about him.
Okay.
But I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to tell Chris Coleman, I don't know what you're doing with the city, but whoever did this event, you should hire them, because they packed. Remember that? And it was just gills.
It was really exciting just to see all that. And the idea of the Northern Spark, of getting people out at night in a different environment, is incredible. And it's kind of sad that we can't do it more than 1 year in a row.
It does take a commitment. It does take resources.
It takes the right weather.
It does take the right weather. And we have some very, you know, up and down weather here. But honestly,
it's like having an outdoor wedding.
Yeah. The key is, there's a term that was really kind of coming into itself back then when Glimpse was happening in 2013. It was called placemaking. That's what that was. That's kind of what this Spark Studios is. This is just a place, but like something has sort of come up. A fire is sort of brewing in this basement, and it's exciting. That's what I feel like when I'm hanging with you and some other folks that are from the creative St. Paul Art Crawl crew and Northern Spark crew. There's things that come together and congeal. Is that the right word? I don't know. It's magma. There's a lot of power in the art here. We need to do it. And you're saying, you know, what can we do? Well, projects. Let's dream them up. I mean, now is as good a time as any.
Yeah, I think people are also a little bit, we've all been kind of held back a little bit and not feeling all that creative, but wanting to do something. And I think it's almost like spring's coming with the internal feelings. It's like, okay, I've hibernated enough. You know, I'm just going to do something. You know, it's like not really planning or not normally doing what you normally do. It's like, I got to get out there and do something now just because I'm going to run wild and free pretty soon.
Right. And you were talking about the tension or your job situation. You've had various different creative jobs. If you don't want to talk about, we don't have to talk about your current job, but that tension of.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about my current job. No, it's a job.
It's a job. You have a regular job.
I have a job.
But if you had your way, this was what I was going to ask you, and I didn't even give you any sort of lead into this, that dream loud, dream out loud, dream big. You haven't heard me say this. I've said it a million times because I edit this thing. I found this in the first episode. I'm not getting any younger, but I'm not getting any older. I'm still a kid inside, and I'm going to be that kid till the day I die. And I want to spark that in others. So like pretend dream.
Well, Heather. That's really, really interesting because a friend of mine just gave me a book called The Crossroads Between Should and Must.
Nice.
And first of all, it's kind of like a picture book, but it's not.
Love it.
A lot of text. I could loan it to you. One of the things was like, you know, think about what you really like to do when you're a child or a kid. And that's not an unheard of piece of advice. And then they go, well, call your mother if you can't think of anything. And I start thinking about, like, I just like to play with stuff. I like to play with materials. I like to cut things up. I like to put them together. I just like to play. I was not a doodler or a drawer. I constructed things. And I'm still doing that with my artwork, but I don't do that in my day job. And I really have to get rid of the day job.
You do. And I have another friend that I've told this. He's transitioning out of his day job without a safety net, and he's older. But I do think that you just hit on the word of the day, and this might be what I call the next. This might, because I didn't have a title, because I was thinking I was going to call this episode Glimpse, because I did want to nod to that. Mm-hmm. But that word came out today with my health coach. Play, because what this basically what we've been in is pause. Okay. Yeah. But like if it's, we're talking about press, you know.
Yeah. I was thinking play, like play and play ball. But when you say play, like press play.
Right. And truth be told, 2020, you know, there's a vast spectrum of belief about what's going on. But I knew I need to circulate. I need to be going. And I took the risk and I traveled. A lot of people would have a problem with that. That's fine. I get that. I've been able to fly through this storm, if you will. But I do believe that we have to keep going. We have to press through. And I do applaud the people who've taken long pauses. And I have started to figure out that, yeah, there's times to pause. But there's also time to play. And again, not just play as in move forward with the song, but play. So I think we should. We need
I think
to play.
It's a play on words.
It's too. It is a play on words. There's so much layers to language. All I know is, Heather, you know, you get me going on possibilities. And when you came in with the lights, it was just like, it was just such a nice match. And I almost feel like I want to, like, let's just metaphorically skip along and meet that another person that has another thing and then start a chain reaction.
Yeah, just like gather some more people as we go along.
Yeah. And I get that we may have to gather them not as close physically, but like, that's the thing. Just because there's some limitations and some issues that we got to kind of work through, like, let's not do it. See, the problem is people are defaulting to nothing and staying, you know, seated and crunched over and device driven. No, let's create. Let's get out and create stuff. And I just feel like that's what we got to do and have fun with it, because we've talked about laughter yoga. Let's bring Denise back and let's laugh. We need it.
Absolutely.
This has been a great look back, but it's actually been more present than I expected. I do think that key phrase is play. And I think it's, let's be kids again.
Let's see what happens.
let's wing it. There's a big difference between wing it and seeing what happens. So let's see what happens. All right. I hope you've enjoyed episode 6 with my dear friend Heather.
Yes, I hope you've enjoyed episode 6 with my dear friend Mark.
All right, you guys have a great week. Sending you off with a little song called Closer. See you next time.
All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Getting underneath me.